Hey guys, and welcome back to Beyond the Gym Floor. As you can hear, Ben is not hosting this week. It is me. Before we go any further, can you please, please, please hit the subscribe button? If you haven't done it yet and you don't listen to Ben, listen to me at least. Today, Jason and I sat down and we spoke about the fact that he is going on holiday, well-deserved holiday at that, and gave a few nuggets of advice, whether you are an online or face-to-face PT and whether you're going for a couple of weeks or want a longer bit like period of time away from work, how to implement some changes and make that something that's actually viable for you to do as a fitness professional. So enjoy the episode, guys, and I'll probably see you next week at this rate. Bye. Learn gets released first, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like the banter and stuff's better on Fit because it's called Barbells and Banter.
Yeah.
This is called Beyond the Gym Floor. Like these personal trainers don't want to hear our shit. They just want to get value from the first word, which Ben and I don't deliver for about half an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what happened on the weekend? So we're backstage and like shout out to Keith. I know you're listening now because I met you at the NBA show. So there's these two gentlemen just speaking, like these two coaches, and I'm like getting shit in my bag. And then someone just like, I just hear my name get thrown out of nowhere. Like, and I was like, did you just say my name? Anyway, I'm rummaging through my shit again. And he like says it again. And he's like, oh, hey, he's like, oh, listen to the podcast. I was like, no fucking way. Yeah. And I was like, I must have had this like, what is happening look on my face. Aww. And then he was like, I was like, all right, I'll thank you. Yeah, g'day, mate, whatever. And he was talking again. And he comes back. He's like, oh, sorry if I threw you off guard. I'm like, dude, it's still weird that like,
you know who I am?
People listen to the podcast. I was like, at least it's nice. Like, it motivates me to show up on Monday to like do the pod again.
Yeah. I got another one for you.
Yeah.
Same thing happened this week.
No
so
way.
I was at Muscle City and the manager was working. I forgot your name. I'm so sorry. And I'll ask
Muscle City manager.
Muscle City manager. lovely gentleman. And I had to ask him a couple of questions because we have someone in standout that may be moving to Melbourne and ask him a couple of questions on behalf. And I was like, oh, so like just for a little bit of context, we've got like a fitness business and we're kind of like business coaches for PTs.
Mm.
And he's like, yeah, I know who you are. I listen to the podcast.
That's so good.
And I was like, oh my God.
So yeah, so shout out to Keith and shout out to
Muscle City manager.
Like, Jess will remember your name at some point. I'm going to come and say hi next time I'm in.
Jason, we're going to work on getting Jason a membership and just getting him to come down at least.
And I need to like buy a house there apparently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look around Malvern.
Gives
you'll
me anxiety.
Really like it.
Gives me anxiety. No, I just bought this house. It's cost me a fortune.
Yeah.
I like it.
You'll really love this.
Yeah. It's, the gym's good, but I really like my house. Have you been to my house? It's pretty good.
I have been to your house. I really like your house too.
Yeah. Every time I leave now, I'm just so precious. Like, I'm just like, I'm going to go home.
Such a princess.
I am. Steph and I say it all the time.
You own it.
Yeah.
You own it, though.
Well, I cultivated a lifestyle. So when I move away from it, I'm like, hey,
well,
spend
I mean,
all this time making it.
Exactly right. That's like, that's the dream though, right? Like,
absolutely.
Live a life that you don't need a holiday from.
I tell you what,
but
this guy needs a fucking holiday.
How's my segue? Ben, you're fired. Yeah. That was the segue of the season.
This is working so well. You're gone, bro. He's like, sweet, more time to do other work. Don't have to drive an hour to get here.
And then he's like, oh,
nah, he's gonna FOMO. He's probably watching right now. Just like,
hey, Benjamin.
All by myself.
But yeah, speaking of needing a holiday, it's been a big fucking year for you. So you're booked
now. Finally going. Yeah,
amazing.
Locked and loaded. I actually organized some of it too, so I'm pretty proud.
Oh, dear God.
Because Steph normally.
Is Steph okay?
No, she's not. She's not. She needs this holiday more than me. Yeah. I can tell when both of us are cooked because like when Steph and I met, we were both studying and then we both went into our careers. But I was running a small business from day one.
Yeah.
You know? But she was like moving up the ranks as a teacher. Still equally challenging job. Just a little bit more bandwidth though.
Yeah.
So she used to organize everything.
Yeah.
And it was always done on time. It was always done promptly. And she was always, yeah, here, da, da, da. And then just like as she's gotten more responsibility, like
less bandwidth for other shit.
Yeah. And I've obviously just like gradually expanded and obviously moved on and whatever. So now she's like basically running the school. And I'm doing this and coaching. And
talking
everything.
Shit for a couple of hours on a Friday.
So by the end of the week, we're both just like, you know, slurring our words and just like, and then we were both just like, oh, yeah, we should book that holiday. Oh, we'll do it this week. And then this week you come along, oh, we really should book that holiday. Oh, yeah, we'll do it next week. So it's just like both of us just fucked, yeah. But it is paid for.
It is
It is
done.
Locked in.
You're going.
Yeah. 5 weeks I've got, so.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I've got to obviously get in shape a little bit. Like, it's going to be a hard 5 weeks.
Died when I listened to the last podcast that just got released, and you're like, so 7 weeks to be less fat, all of those hot cross buns were in my supposed diet phase.
I can't believe that I just messed that timeline up. This is why I don't organize anything. It's fucking useless.
That's okay. So when do you fly out?
June 15.
Slay. So we're in this cut together.
Yeah.
Till Nats. I gotta be skinny girl.
So just, you know, no, I don't eat anything till like midday, and then I just eat like 3-4 meals or something.
I did a Jason today.
What'd you
I
do?
Had
wake up and look at yourself in utter disgust, or
yes, but that was but that's normal. The Jason thing was I actually went to the gym. This is not Jason. I went to the gym really early.
Yeah,
7,000 steps.
Yeah, it's not me.
But then I came home. I had a double scoop protein shake.
That's it.
And I won't be eating until a little bit later today because
I love that
your girls. Hormones. I am just, I mean, healthy hormones. My cycle's great, but I'm like fucking starving. So I'm like, all right, I need to reduce my eating window a little bit right now because I am
control it a bit.
I'm usually okay with the feeling of being hungry, but I'm like, as soon as I hit that last week and first week of my cycle, I'm like chasing satiety.
Yeah,
which isn't
you can't
like
do that.
Yeah, which isn't like me. Yeah. So I'm like. Oh, all right. If I want to feel fuller,
it's a slippery slope chasing satiety sometimes.
100%. So I've just reduced the window for a little bit. Last cycle, I like just changed my foods a little bit, but then that was more detrimental for me.
Yeah.
So I kept my foods the same this time, just had my protein in the morning. And it's been working really, really well this week.
Yeah, it doesn't work for everyone, but it can work for some people. Like one of my clients is like, really? And I'm like, just try it. You know, bit of fasting, a little bit of protein. Obviously, it's a protein sparing fasting method and see how you land.
It's been great.
It's either that or reduce the feeding window on the other side. That's what I say to everyone.
Well, when I
so it's like no eating after 7:30 or something. Just eat breakfast. Like
it's gonna be. I just like now that I'm training later in the afternoons, it's fine because I still manage to get a couple feeds in before I train anyway. So
I'd love to train in the afternoon. Just the day, just it's too much anxiety to have everything and then go to the gym. I'm like just go to the gym and.
Yeah, it's my schedule's very dictated to me.
So well, yeah, you don't have a choice where I'm like, I need to set myself up to win and going to the gym is how I win.
Yeah, if I could train at one time every single day, it would probably be like 8:30 a.m.
Yeah, well, that's when I train.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
back to your
so
holiday.
Anyway, yeah, so back to the holiday. So we're doing like 21 days. I can't believe it. It's like I'm not even going to know what to do with myself. So I'll be ready for work in like 12 of those, I reckon.
Are you not working when you go on your holiday?
Well, I am because I'll have 7 competitors. So you're always working.
Yeet, see you later.
always working. So I'll bring my laptop and I'll do my coaching obligations. And then because we have a team and I know that everybody can fulfill my role together quite well... You guys will be fine without me, I hope.
She'll be right. We'll figure it out.
You can just step into my role.
Just the meme. This is fine.
It's a bunch of yeses.
Fine.
It's a bunch of yeses. You just say you'll do it. Create a bunch of shit. Make
sure
it works.
I'll just write lists. Look productive.
Yeah, that's what I do anyway. Yeah, so I'll work while I'm away. Bring my laptop. I don't think I could not work knowing that I've got people, you know, that need to be, you know, looked after training wise and stuff.
So you're doing like the online coach equivalent of like skeleton stuff, like the minimal obligations for to make sure you're still functioning, going, clients are looked after.
Yeah, it's a cost of running a business like that. You know, like there might be a week where I'll go like, hey, like there's going to be no check-ins this week.
Yeah.
You know, you guys will survive. I'll basically set everything up for the following 2 weeks. I will probably still check in on the competitors though.
Yeah.
Because it's just an obligation that I've committed to. So I don't want to like deviate from that. I just think that's bad business. Bad vibes.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm going to commit to you for this time, but now I'm not.
No, you're going to commit to me for this time, but I'm not committing to
you. Yeah,
now
I'm not. Yeah, and I like it too. Like I like my job.
It lights you up. Like
yeah,
especially,
absolutely.
Especially competitors. Yeah. It's really nice to see how much you're your bodybuilding team has grown.
Mm.
Like, it's really cool. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, I've got a great group of clients now. Even less, like, not even just, like, just clients in general.
You have athletes.
Yeah, I've got lifestyle clients that are just as committed as my competitors. It's fucking mad. So it's just a good group of people. Like, Monday, Tuesday, so fun. Just sitting down and just, like, walking through everyone's results and their check-ins and stuff. It's real fun. Took a long time to get here, but we're here now.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. I'm like really enjoying at the moment. I'm up to like six girls that are either competing or signing up for a novice comp.
Mad.
For powerlifting.
Yeah, it's sick.
So like definitely
shifted. Call yourself a powerlifting coach now.
Never. Well, you strength can. Coach. I can call myself. Yeah. I got a national athlete.
Strength powerlifting coach.
Yes. But yeah, so that's like been really cool as well. Like that they're choosing that.
Absolutely.
So that's been really nice not having to. Don't get me wrong. Like I got a few clients that are just so strong that I'm like, can I just throw a soft suit on you and you just go, can you just test your 1RMs in front of a few people, like three judges on a comp day? But then these other ones are just like choosing to do it. So it's been really nice. And like I've had like a little bit of a cleansing of my clients where a few people that I guess like aren't really aligned anymore have like there's been like conversations where it's like, I think you'd probably benefit more from face-to-face coaching.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, it's just like, you know, it works until it doesn't.
Yeah.
And now we're at that time where it's not. Maybe go and find somebody else that aligns with you right now.
So it was like a very interesting conversation to have.
Yeah.
But I initiated it with a couple clients and like I was rewarded within the next 2 weeks where I've put on a few clients now that are, everyone that's come on is exactly on the same mission that I am. Like I had two returning clients this fortnight.
Yeah.
That are just like, one of them, she competed in the World Cheerleading Championships in Orlando this week.
Oh, cool. I got a friend of mine who did that. An old client of mine who did that. Yeah. So
One of my girls came, she did the preseason last year.
Nice.
It's a whole other thing we can talk about. My funnel worked perfectly.
That's what it's supposed to do.
It was, she was a subscription on the app. Yep. Then she did the preseason, and now she's paying for the full service. And it's the first organic one that's done all three.
Shock.
Yeah.
How that works.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Amazing. And she just dropped in when she was ready. She's like, by the way, I'm doing this.
All right. Well, that makes the app worth it. So
I can't believe I forgot to tell you guys. And then,
cool.
My old returning client, which is like my best friend, she started as a client, Zoya.
Yeah.
I coached her through Strong Woman. We parted ways. We're living together. We're like, let's go separate ways. Like, you can be coached by someone
too
else.
Too much.
And now she's come back and I'm like.
Amazing. She seems lovely.
Oh my God, she's the best.
Yeah, just from like these very limited interactions I've had with her. She seems very lovely.
Zoya, I know you listen. We'll get you on the podcast.
There you go.
Talk shit
Hi,
to you.
Hi,
Zoya. Hi.
See you soon.
When I'm the host and I dictate who comes on the podcast.
Yeah, you can do that. Why not?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like always, I just like talk shit and I've like, completely deviated from what we're talking.
This is actually what we do. We just talk and we just land where we land.
We figure it out.
But the holiday thing for me, working overseas is like working while I'm away is almost like an enjoyment thing too. Like I thrive on it because there was a period when if I had a holiday, like I didn't get paid for it. So I'd always like take Christmas off and I would always, you know, Steph and I would still go away and those types of things. And there was a period where I'm like, oh, I'll just take the hit. And it's fine when you're, you know, living at mum's and, you know, I didn't have to pay board and I barely paid for my groceries. I just bought all the protein that I needed.
Yeah.
So that was totally fine. You could take that hit. Now it's like I have an astronomical mortgage that's way too much. Car payments, business stuff, you know, everything. It's just like I can't – well, you can, but it's just like I refuse to. And then at the same time, it's like I can keep everything going. So why wouldn't I? And I actually really enjoy my job, so it's different. Like, you know when people, like, they need a holiday and they're like, oh, I just don't want to do anything?
Yeah, I don't.
I just want to, like, not be at home and have all of the other things of life on top of work, like, compounding. It's like, I just want to be on a banana chair with a fucking coconut, lying on the beach. And
checking
then going,
in on your competitors. Yeah, it's
like, how hard is it to, like, check in on your clients? Like, if that's tough, like, you're in this industry for the wrong reasons, in my opinion.
I think the other thing is, like, even if you're able to, you know, like, spread your check-ins out over the week or, like, depending on how you want to do it, do you want to spend an hour each day checking on your clients. Let them know that that's what's going to happen on holiday, because realistically, how long are you going to relax on a relaxing holiday? I don't know. For me,
I'm always up early. So it's like,
you're still going to train. You're still going
to. There's no reason to just, I can't turn the laptop on, spend an hour, just, cool, you're where you need to be, blah, blah, blah. Like, do that for 3 days for 3 hours before breakfast, and I'm done. Yeah. Everyone still gets what they need. Things are still turning over while I'm away. Everyone still feels like, you know, I'm wherever I need to, I am, you know, it doesn't matter. And then we just keep going, you know? Yeah.
Well, in the instance of, like, obviously we've both come from face-to-face coaching before.
Mm.
In the instance of a face-to-face coach that does have an obligation to be there in person and say they want to go away for, I guess we could break this up into like a short-term 1 to 2 week getaway, or
and then something a
extended
bit more longer term.
4 to 6 week plus.
Yeah, well, we got a lot of young coaches who like want to go to Europe, which is great. Like, you know, see the world before you have responsibilities that potentially don't allow you to take that much time off again.
Yep.
I'd love to take an 8 week holiday.
My ship has sailed for now. I got to wait for my 30s Euro trip.
Yeah. We just keep taking on projects where you guys are like, you can't go for that long. It's totally fine.
I am like physically incapable of this.
Yeah.
So in an instance like that, I guess, so you're a face-to-face coach, you've got an obligation to be there in person to deliver a service.
Yeah.
Let's start with a 21-day holiday.
Yeah. So I think before we even go to that, like, we have to peel it all the way back to like, what are you walking into the gym with? Like, what are you offering people? What's happening when people sign up to your business? Like, is there an agreement? Are there terms and conditions? Like, you know, do people understand what the service they're getting? Like, are you selling a membership? Like, do they understand they're not just getting time off you? Like, all of these things, this tone that we have, the language that we use, really sets up the ability for you to remove yourself from your business temporarily. You know, and at the end of the day, as much as you guys love your jobs and you're young and you're energetic and you think, I can just work.
You can't. Forever.
Even like, you may get sick. I had to have knee surgery when I was younger, when I was still training people. Like, outside of holidays, there's still times where you guys may have to temporarily remove yourself, or you just decide to. And that all comes down to people understanding how the service works, how this personal training membership works. So if people understand that, if in the event that you're or they're sick, or there's holidays involved and those types of things, they already understand that you guys maybe potentially do make up sessions for that. So in a shorter holiday or a shorter period of like getting sick for like a week or maybe two, for most of your clients, you're probably going to be able to do make up sessions with them. Now, I totally understand that 3 session a week clients, you know, multiples of those, probably going to be a bit hard to catch up on those, which is totally fine. But you would rather take in maybe 50, 60% of your weekly income from meeting those 1 to 2 session, you know, kind of client obligations over a period of time than just saying to all of them, like, it's too hard, I'm just not going to do it, and just take the hit. The older you get, like, it just doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So a makeup session system works really effectively. And like, just to put this into perspective for those ones that are like, no way, because I know a lot of people are going to be listening, like, it doesn't work. Basically, Christmas, I took Christmas off for 2 weeks every year, sometimes 3 weeks. I got paid the whole time. I would do makeup sessions before, I would do makeup sessions after. I would just like really push the idea of like getting into shape before Christmas, and then I would push the idea of like doing extra sessions to get started when you're back. It's just all about working with the person. And it's like, how do you get the most out of that person? If they see you more often, they're going to get better results. I even got people to do more sessions in a week long term by just doing makeup sessions. I'm like, hey, we're doing really well with these 2 sessions. Would you like to keep them for a bit? And they're like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, even...
So, such an easy way to...
Someone, like, from the mentorship last year, she went away to Europe in her first year as a PT.
Yeah.
And continued...
Was it 6 weeks?
Just less than. It was just under.
A decent amount of time, especially in your first year.
And she built her business into that by bringing people on and saying, let's do these multiple face-to-face sessions per week so that when I go away, you are confident in how to show up. Let's get the ball rolling. Sure, she was, you know, pushed. She did a lot of sessions. Mm. She was a full book PT.
Mm.
But yeah, managing a few before and then for when you come back, making sure people, let's book a couple like of the makeup sessions when I get back to make sure Absolutely. That you are in your routine. You can split them up over both sides.
Absolutely.
Of the holiday. Like,
yeah. It's a very effective strategy. And then for maybe some of you that are in that like kind of hybrid kind of PT kind of style of service where, you know, you maybe you've got some online clients, maybe you've got some face-to-face clients, but the service is the same. You're just like delivering a face-to-face component to, you know, those face-to-face clients. Put everyone on a online hybrid personal training, you know, kind of service while you're away. So it's like, cool, you know, the fees dropping down to online. I had clients where I'm like, hey, you know, we're just going to drop down to the online rate. When I get back, we'll go back to the face-to-face rate. They were all sweet with that. Very, very easy to do. And I did that a lot, like just literally towards the end because I had obviously a lot more online clients by then.
I'll interject here because I do work with most of the coaches that are face-to-face and starting to transition to online in their early days. A lot of people get really concerned with their online rate being too high compared to their face-to-face rate. And before anyone like jumps in and has a heart attack and is like, yeah, but then how can I justify them paying that much and I'm not there? It goes back to what you were just saying about the language and what you offer.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what the service is that you are offering.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got more options as well. Like if you don't want to push someone down to an online rate because you don't think the value is there and you're maybe undercharging for your face-to-face because, you know, that's just kind of where you're at with stacking your proof and stuff, then choose another way to keep your business going. You know, when I was first, when I was a younger trainer and then started to actually run a business, I used to hire personal trainers to train my clients while I was away. So I would just subcontract to, you know, the trainers in the gym that I trusted, and I would literally like have everything organized. So I would do a meet and greet, be like, "Hey, you're gonna, I've matched you up with so and so. You guys will be a great fit while I'm away. They can do the times that, you know, we do or very similar. So I'll let you guys lock those in. They know your goals. They have your program. They have everything. They can, you know, you'll be taken care of." And then I would just subby them out because they're basically just babysitting. So I would pay them. Oh, I can't even remember what it was. Maybe 50 or 60% of the session.
Yeah.
And because I was like, well, you're just literally
watching,
rocking up and watching and keeping motivated. They're doing everything.
They're not programming. Exactly. They're not doing anything. Yeah.
And the contrary to that was I've actually had other clients, other coaches do the same to me, like me look after their clients. But the pitfall for them was they didn't do anything because I was maybe a more experienced coach than them. So they were like, Jace has got this. So here I am like, what are your goals? What are you this? So, like I didn't have a program and everything. So I would train them the way I would train them. And then they would pay me. And then they were like, I kind of don't want to go back.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to go back to it. And I'm like, in a couple of instances, I'm like, you fucking have to.
Yeah. Like, I don't want you. No.
I'm like, this is going to cause too much fucking politics in the, PT room. But, you know, I picked up a few clients that way too, which was at the detriment of the planning of the coach. Like plan it, prepare it. Have it all there, super successful.
It shows your client your, what's the word I'm looking, not your
commitment.
Your commitment and, I mean, your ability to do your job well.
Oh, like, absolutely, competency.
Competence, that's the word I was looking for. Like, it shows them how competent you are and how much actually goes into a session. It's not just like a hand pass, this other guy can do a job better than I can. It's like, no, I know you inside and out. Like this is your, like this is who is watching you do this session.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's also like if online is the way that you want to go, like it is such a good segue for them to understand just how much is done outside of the sessions as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And like we kind of made this shift. We've kind of made this shift, like even with the way we're mentoring to like do for the face-to-face clients, like do the check-in in the session. There's really just no reason to be at, like to sit back and like do this separate check-in when like in the session, it can be so immersive and specific to like what the client needs. Like rather than talking about your weekend, it's like, why don't you just run through your check-in questionnaire with them? Like, how did you rate your performance last week? What are some of the wins that you had? What are some of the things that you're experiencing challenges with? What can I do to help facilitate, you know, moving forward with your goals and stuff?
You're going to get a better answer in person anyway because you can change the way you phrase. Don't be a fucking robot and be like, what was your biggest win this week? Like you can make it so emotive and
absolutely
add so much value. And you may think some people may be like, yeah, but they really just like that time with me, because that's something I've heard as well. Like, they really like, I can guarantee you that they enjoy paying you to see results.
I can guarantee you they also want very specific conversation about how they're going to get results from you. So
exactly.
Yeah, their time with you is actually that. Because if you think about it, we didn't have the internet. It's like, what were you doing before then? You know, correct. Like back in the day, back in my day, guys, we actually had to talk to our clients about their results in the gym. You know, so I just think like that's what they're paying you for. That's what they want you there for. Like, do it there. Because then if you do want to transition to them being online, they see value in doing the check-in and stuff. Because if they're already doing all of that, they're like, well, what's the difference between what I'm doing now and what I'm getting? Especially if you're not charging for your face-to-face time the way that you should. It's like face-to-face time, especially the more experienced you get, you know, should be a significant investment from, you know, the client. So that would be, yeah, a way of doing it that I would suggest. And yeah, other than that, like obviously if you've got a team and you're expanding, like one of the benefits we had when we had like four coaches at Good Life, like I could just, like, you know, I went on two honeymoons and I was just like, you guys are training with,
you got it.
You guys are training with my team.
Yeah.
And that was sick because, yeah, like they got paid for the sessions, but I still got paid as well. So yeah, like rewarding feeling.
Yeah.
Better than getting zeros.
Exactly. And like in a lot of these instances, particularly especially for the extended period holidays, like I guess it's about accepting if there does need to be a cut, where that cut comes from.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And then obviously we've talked a lot about like looking after our own interests, and then because that's how business works. And for those at home, like, you know, money's how we keep score.
Correct. It's a business.
The flip side of that, which is super important, and I've even taken, you know, cuts on money and stuff just to literally keep the business going, is because momentum is more important than anything. Because you don't want to come back to nothing. You know, you don't want to come back to 2 weeks of no pay and clients dropping off and all of that because they've had zero. So you just want to almost like create this, you know, sense of normality for everybody that you're working with. So they're none the wiser. They get their program. They're still working towards their goals. They still have the support, all of those things. That to me is worth more than anything. Like, yeah, it is important to get paid. It's important to have income. You've got bills. You still want your book of clients when you get back. You want as many of those as you can. So that is a lens that you want to look through. Like, one lens is income. One lens is like through the client.
Yeah. What steps... So if there's a face-to-face trainer that's listening to this and they're like, well, shit. Like if I don't PT Susan doesn't go to the gym. Right? So obviously we've spoken about offloading to other trainers and subcontracting to other people and whatnot. If someone realizes that their language needs to change and they need to start putting more of a business lens on their face-to-face service, where do you think that they should start with that?
Like I said at the start, it's making sure that people understand like what this like personal training service is. Like, it's not this like gentleman's agreement handshake type deal where it's like they rock up for like an agreed time and you're just paying like cash in hand and shit. Like, we need to move on from that. It's like prehistoric like business bullshit. So now it's a membership. Now it's an agreed service. Now they understand the commitment from their side and the commitment from your side. And they have the ability to look through the obligations and the terms and conditions of that service so they understand what's going on. From there, you as the coach probably need to change your philosophy on like how you're training people. A lot of people like look through that like lens of dependence. So they're like, right, if I just give this client, you know, what they need as a bare minimum, like they'll rely on me and stay with me forever.
They'll keep coming back because they need me.
Absolutely. And I like, we see it already in Standout with the young coaches, and it's a perfectly normal mindset to manifest when you don't have that stack of proof and you need your clients obviously to pay the bills because you don't have enough of them. But if you actually flip the coin and think about it from the other side, if you create autonomy, if you're giving that person the ability to make decisions, do things on their own, go to the gym on their own, who's going to get better results? The one that can only see you once or twice a week, or the person that's able to go to the gym as many times as you empower them to? So your coaching philosophy's got to change a little bit. We run a 30-minute session time slot. The client doesn't train for 30 minutes. They warm up for 15. They do 15 minutes of training afterwards. So if they can do that half an hour and we can do that half an hour together, what's the likelihood of that person rocking up tomorrow on their own? They've already done half an hour by themselves.
I think the main word that like really stands out that you're using there is the whole reason you're doing this. Obviously, it's creating autonomy, but it's empowering your client.
Absolutely.
You are giving them something that's so much more than just the physical, the psychological wins.
Yeah.
The confidence, the especially if you're looking at health club. Yeah. No, I don't need to be here with you the entire time that you are training. You are so capable of training by yourself. It's not saying, oh, I'm not going to watch your bicep curls, because I've seen people phrase it like that too.
Yeah.
It's like, no, all of your training is important, but absolutely, you are so capable of doing that by yourself. And so just that language is everything.
You want to get to the point where the client says, I don't want you to watch my bicep curls.
Correct.
Like I used to get to the point where like my clients are like, I don't need you to sit there and watch me do my core work. Like, I'm like, I'm going to be here to watch you from the other side of the gym. So if you skimp out on that shit, I'm going to let you know about it. So they know that you're watching, but they're like, you can go now. Like, it's not the core reason of why you're here. You're here to help me with like my squat technique and make sure that I'm progressing in my bench press and overcoming these obstacles that I'm facing that are getting in the way of me achieving my goals, or affirmation that we're doing the right thing and, you know, what I'm paying you for, we're actually getting. Like, there's just personal trainers undervalue what they offer, and it's because they undervalue themselves.
Yep.
So it's not...
It's a mirror. It's all a mirror.
They don't really understand, like when we present in Standout and we go through I think it's like the service or the coaching unit, or they overlap obviously because the whole course does. I think I listed like 40 things that we do, and it's like there's like support, training, nutrition, and something else where like they all kind of sit under. And then it's like there's fucking like 10 different things under each segment.
Yeah.
Right? 40 different things that we help them. We teach them how to eat. We teach them how to make decisions for themselves. We teach them how to time manage. We teach them how to deal with their emotions. We teach them how to squat. We teach them how to assess their own technique. We keep them motivated. It's like there's so many things that we do, but people, when the trainer goes into the gym, they're just like, I give an hour of my time to this person and that is all.
Yeah.
It's like, no, man. So much bigger than that. That's all it's
ever going to be if that's the way you look at
it. Absolutely. And you're never going to be taken out of the shackles of your business if you treat it that way and if you see it through that lens, because that's where you don't sell a membership. That's where you don't have any value for that person. That's where they don't have access to information and stuff like that to make a decision for themselves. That's where they're not empowered to go to the gym on their own. So that's like, you know, selfless plug. That's where in Standout PT, we set up that structure. So you run a business, people know exactly what you need to do, exactly what they're getting, exactly what they signed up for. The service is exactly what they need. They're happy with it. It's worth their time and money. It delivers an outcome. You're good at communicating and you have the ability to work with somebody that you want to and make more money and make it more efficiently. And then dare I say it, take some time off and do whatever the fuck you want. You know, it comes from a place where like you've got people who are really passionate at their job and they're still figuring out themselves and they're still figuring out, they have to figure out business on the fly. Business is not something that you can figure out on the fly.
Absolutely, you know, not.
Like 1% of people who run a business and succeed work it out on the fly. They get too busy too quickly and they're like, sweet, I'm making all this money and whatever. The rest of us are like, I have no fucking idea what I'm doing. And I'm either sinking or I'm swimming. And a lot of people in fitness, they sink. Because let's look at like what the average, you know, lifespan of a coach is. It's like in a big box gym, it's like six months.
It's something like over, it's like 80 to 90% of trainers within the first 6 months. Because it's the first 3 months, then they have to give 3 months notice.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure after that, it's 2 years. Yeah. Because then after 2 years, they're like, well, I need to get a real job, air quote, because I need to make more money to, you know, set up my life.
Yeah.
So we can stop that notion by doing all of these little things. So yeah, the topic today was like, you know, how can I go on holidays and how can I get paid and all that kind of stuff. But it's because you run a business. It's because that person understands that they're getting a service. They're not just getting you and your time. And the worst thing you guys can do is sell yourself and time as the assets to your business, because they're the things that people will only value your business for.
And they're the things that are not replaceable.
Yeah, what happens when you you know, if you step into the pod now and you do this, let's say that, you know, Ben and I can't make it and you just do a solo Q&A or something, like, you're part of the business. You're part of the brand. Like, they're not here for us. Surely they might stay and they're like, cool, like, we enjoy, you know, some of the stuff that Jace says.
That's your sign to stay in when I'm posting. Thank you very much. We track the views.
Even in standouts, like, you come for the method, you come for the results, totally. You come for the outcome.
Yeah.
You might stay and enjoy it a little bit more because you listen to the podcast, you like Ben and myself kind of talk about and whatever. But at the end of the day, like, that product is, you're there for that outcome. So I know that I can put any person in that role once they're sufficiently trained and have the sufficient experience. And that is the mindset you have to take. You've got to set your business up so that person is, really happy with you as the person, but you're not the main value point. You are part of the value, but the actual value is them getting the outcome and the service that they want. So then you can remove yourself and go on a holiday and do whatever. So, for all of you guys wondering how to do it, sign up to Standout PT, your dogs.
Your dogs. There's nothing like a little friendly threat to get people to really see it. Yeah. No, I think, it just takes out so much of the eeriness of making those changes in your business, because I know for me, the biggest thing, like, when I had started Standout, was the confirmation that what you're doing is the right thing for your business.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you bounce around in your own head, or even worse than your own head, the PT room.
Absolutely.
And you bounce off other people and they're like, don't do that. Like,
it's all scarcity mindset in those environments. And in your own, when you don't have the proof to implement something, that is fucking terrifying.
It's so scary.
Like, I get it. You guys all think, like, your clients are going to leave if you sneeze, let alone fucking tell them that they have to sign a terms and conditions agreement.
You're rocking up to work sick as a dog because you're too scared to cancel on your clients, because if that's the final straw for them leaving.
They're human and get sick and cancel on you, but it's not okay for you to do it to them.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where you need that support, and you just need a system. Something easy to follow, something easy to implement. You know, the right people around you to encourage them. The amount of times that we're just like, you're literally just gassing people up. You're like, you can do this. Just implement it. Nothing, the world's not going to end. But guess what? The world doesn't end. And they're like, I can't believe that I didn't do this earlier.
That's almost always what people say. People don't regret making the changes that they've wanted to make for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to be on holidays, enjoying myself. My business is still going to be running. And it's been doing that for a very, very long time. And other people can do that too. You don't have to sit there and tell yourself that, like, you know, this is how it has to be. No work, no business, no play, no money. You know, you're just not doing it the way it can be done. Like, it's so straightforward. Like, so yeah.
Yep. I love that. I don't think there's too much more that needs to be said on that.
No, it's pretty straightforward. But if you are a coach who's, like, you know, a bit curious about how to implement these things and get the steps going, like, even just reach out. Like, I know we obviously, like, push Standout a lot. Sometimes it's just like an easy conversation to just be like, this is where you need to kind of start. And then we kind of go from there. But yeah, I do recommend getting, you know, some form of, like, business systems set up so that you can do it, because you can't do it without them.
Yeah.
You
know? And if even like last week's podcast, if you missed it, the Learn one, Ben and I, it had like a parent undertone to it, where we were talking about, like, an extended period of time off, like, not a holiday, like, needing to set up for changes in the future. I think between listening to that episode and then listening to this episode, you kind of fill in the gaps, and anything else that isn't filled in.
If you want the system of application, like, if you listen to these episodes and you're like, cool, I can apply it, it's fine. Hey, power to you. This is what the podcast is for.
Yeah, correct.
It's nuggets of value for you guys to go implement. If you're struggling with that implementation and you do need that step-by-step system with the resources and the support to apply it, that is what Standout PT is for. So, obviously, website, application, book a call. Ben will save you.
And he's not here, but he's the one that's going to help.
Yeah, I'll take care of the rest of it.
Perfect. Right. Well, thanks for jumping on my podcast, Jace.
That's all right. You're welcome. I look forward to seeing you next time on the Learn Pod. Maybe Ben will come too. We'll see.
Maybe. We'll see if I invite him.
All right. Perfect opportunity to hit the subscribe button, guys. Again, really happy with, like, the following and the support at the moment. It does help get the message out to more coaches and fitness professionals just like yourself. Let us know what you guys want to hear next. There's always free stuff on the website. Check it out. I think we're still rolling with the Value Compass for now, but we'll be changing it very soon. So grab that now, because, again, like, that's a life-changing document that we do in Standout. So, thank you, and we'll see you next time.